and 40 below tonight.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. A cold January forecast on this MLK holiday with sunshine today and a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature near the freeze mark, 32 by dawn. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, clouds increasing late, then rain returning Tuesday night into Wednesday. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high about 66. Then turning colder again. Thursday, the rain ends breezy cold, high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. One event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. The event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $5. And Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Those are your news headlines. I'm Julia Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8. And ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump offering deportation protection to some children brought into this country illegally in exchange for funding his border wall.
Deadly winter storm after hammering the plains and the Great Lakes, now battering the Northeast and New England.
President's lawyer insisted his client never ordered his previous lawyer to lie to Congress about negotiations to develop a Trump Tower in Moscow.
The TSA saying so many workers are now calling out because of financial issues. The agency says they are now in uncharted territory.
A Catholic high school in Covington, Kentucky is apologizing following a backlash from a video showing its students taunting a Native American man who's also a Vietnam veteran.
Glass by director M. Night Shyamalan brought in $89 million worldwide and $40 million in the U.S.
The kick is good. Rams win it, and on to Super Bowl 53 they go. Hello, Super Bowl. Heading back again for the third straight year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. I'd be remiss to not tell you that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker, and they're selling brand new cars to people just like you and trucks. So go by and see them. Tell them you appreciate them being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. They've got great value, great deals at Brubaker's. That's why it's a better buy at Brubaker. Joey, who just did that news?
That is from a service we have, Delicious Audio.
Did you notice how they said the Kentucky kids were taunting?
The Catholic school kids, yeah.
They were taunting. That was incorrectly reported.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw the full video.
Yeah, we're going to get into that story in just a little bit.
Well, and also with the, it's been, let's jump to conclusions week last week on social media. The whole Michael Cohen was directed to lie to the Congress.
It was a bad week for media.
And then to have the Mueller team actually come out and contradict that, which I don't think they've ever done. I mean, they've
never done it.
That's unreal.
Well, we're going to get into it. It was all in all a really bad weekend for the media, and they don't get it. And it's funny, I said this on Friday, when they said that Michael Cohen had said that, I said, they better be right, because if they're not, they're going to look, and BuzzFeed is not known for its accuracy. Let's do this. Let's go to a shooting that happened. New Shorty, Mobile officer shot by a 19-year-old.
A tragic story in Alabama. Police officer from Mobile has been shot and killed in the line of duty. Authorities say Officer Sean Tudor was gunned down yesterday while he was trying to make an arrest. That 19-year-old suspect, well, now in custody. Tudor happens to be the second Alabama police officer to lose his life in the line of duty just
this year, by the way. The other one was in Birmingham. There are only four nationwide. Two of them have been in Alabama. It's pretty remarkable. And it's only the 20th day of January when this officer was killed. That's amazing. First 20 days and four people. Do the math on that.
Yeah.
That was amazing what happened in Wetumpka with that tornado. Did you see some of the video of that?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it.
Man, that was something. WSFA did a very, very good job with the coverage of it, and how the only thing I wish they wouldn't have done is blocked out NBC Nightly News. They could have waited 30 minutes and it would have been fine.
And I have a little bulletin here that was put on the desk in front of us that if folks for the Wetumpka tornado relief, because mm-hmm. there was a lot of damage, especially in that Wetumpka downtown area. Luckily, not too many people seriously hurt. I think
nobody was killed, and I think some people were just hurt, not seriously hurt.
But apparently, the Central Alabama Community Foundation will serve as a collection point for financial donations from those willing to help the citizens of Wetumpka. This organization will also be working with nonprofits that are providing both immediate and long-term service to those who have been affected. To make a donation to the Wetumpka Tornado Relief Fund, go to www.cacfinfo, CACFINFO, Central Alabama Community Foundation.
Oh, that one will go over well.
I'm sure you can Google it and find it, CACFINFO.org, or click on Give Today, or you can mail a check payable to CACF, 114 Church Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104. And just reference the Wetumpka Tornado Relief, and I have that address here if folks
you can just call us and we'll get it to you, because there's a lot of things to remember.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Wetumpka, but when you go over the bridge, there's this beautiful Presbyterian church that was built in 1800s that just got wiped out right there. It's whenever I go to the batting facility over there, I have to drive right by the church, and it's always so pretty. Just something, and it was some serious damage there. Absolutely incredible, and the mayor was very thankful that none of his citizens got severely hurt. So I hope you guys will try to help them out. So Kamala Harris has announced that she's going to run for president, El Presidente, in 2020.
Senator Kamala Harris announced this morning she is entering the 2020 presidential race. She released an official campaign video detailing her plans. The California Democrat invited supporters to join her at a kickoff rally in her hometown of Oakland next Sunday. Ed Keefe is on Capitol Hill. Good morning. Ed, another woman joining the race.
Yet another, Nora, that's right. Good morning. Harris is bypassing the exploratory phase and jumping right in, becoming an official candidate today. The 54-year-old senator was elected to the Senate in 2016 and is the former Attorney General of California and District Attorney of San Francisco. In that role, she fought to legalize same-sex marriage. Harris made headlines during Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing for questions about the ongoing Russia investigation and abortion rights, and she's probably best known up here on Capitol Hill for that type of tough questioning of witnesses as a member of the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. She's now the third female senator to jump into the presidential race, joining Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. And on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, she is the first black candidate to enter the 2020 Democratic race. But Harris is also Indian American on her mother's side. She's the first Indian American elected to the Senate. And her decision to join the race just proves again that the Democratic field in 2020 is going to be unlike any we've ever seen.
Take that, Elizabeth Warren. Take that. Which kind of her, you know, she really is a pretty lady. I did not know that about the Native American part of thing. Okay, we were talking about the BuzzFeed story and the kid with the MAGA hat. So let's do this. Let's start out with the Byron York, and then we're going to kind of get into the way the media is playing this. Okay, so there's a kid. No, let's not do it that way. Let's go to the second video, offers new context. Okay, so there was this kid that was at Lincoln Memorial with other students that were there, and they were there for the March for Life event. And then there were these black male that were yelling at them all sorts of nasty stuff. And they're these kind of the Pride of Judah, I think it's called.
The Black Israelite. They claim to be a lost tribe of Israel.
And so they're yelling at these kids and this kind of stuff. And so then all of a sudden, this guy who's Native American, who's beating his little drum thing, everybody saw the video of him beating the drum and the kid staring him down. But if you look at it, you see the kid is smiling during it. The Indian came up to him. The Native American came up to him. They played it that he went to him and that he started saying racial slurs to him. The racial slurs came from the blacks that were there, the lost tribe of Judah. So let's listen to this is a CBS piece. The second video offers new context at the Lincoln Memorial confrontation.
New video reveals a more complicated view of an encounter between Kentucky high school students and a Native American elder that triggered nationwide outrage. The incident happened Friday afternoon at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. The initial video posted on social media appeared to show the group of boys surrounding and taunting Native American activist and military veteran Nathan Phillips. But we're learning there's more to this than the first video showed. Jan Crawford is in Washington. Jan?
The students had just participated in Friday's March for Life rally, and they were waiting there near the Lincoln Memorial just as a rally for indigenous peoples was wrapping up nearby. Now, that first video, which took off online, appeared to show what people thought was the group of students instigating some kind of threatening encounter. But new video tells a different story. This viral video of high school boys surrounding Native American activist Nathan Phillips, who stoically beat his drum, caused outrage. But a different video surfaced Sunday that showed what happened before the encounter.
You little dirty crackers, your day coming. Your day coming.
When a radical group of protesters called Black Hebrew Israelites taunted the boys for more than an hour with racist and homophobic abuse.
A bunch of child molesting.
You could hear the Black Hebrew Israelites shouting things.
Racist things at the white people.
And they were shouting racist things.
And the white people were shouting racist things back at the black Hebrews.
Phillips couldn't be specific about what the boys shouted. And so far, no video evidence has emerged supporting his claims.
When I took that drum, I was hitting the drum. You know, it was a call to prayer. I'll put myself in prayer.
Okay.
This guy seems overly full of himself.
He really is. And they're going to point out Native American, point out Vietnam veteran.
So what?
And, but no, but it went by real fast. No audio or video evidence that what he said, that the kids were saying something back to the blacks. But the blacks are certainly, I mean, you got, if you go by and you find the YouTube of it, this thing is just littered with racial hate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was calling them all sorts of stuff. So let's continue on with the story from CBS.
And it was Phillips who approached the boys, not as it first appeared, the other way around. He walked among the group as they appeared to chant to his drum beats. Phillips said he believed he had to do something to protect the Black Israelites group from the boys, some of whom wore Make America Great Again hats.
These students, they're starting to get this mob mentality.
And what did you see that made you think that it was a mob mentality?
Well, over 100 individuals, and all of them just hollering things out together.
A parent of one of the students told CBS News the boys were told not to engage and instead were doing high school chants. Student Nick Sandman said the boys did not shout racial epithets. Sandman was shown in the first video standing close to Phillips as Phillips continues to beat his drum. In a statement, Salmon says he never interacted with Phillips. To be honest, I was startled and confused as to why he had approached me. We'd already been yelled at by another group of protesters, and when the second group approached, I was worried that a situation was getting out of control.
Hey, back it up!
Parent Jim Wilson said he tried to defuse the situation.
They were curious of those men, so I got in between those men and the boys and pushed the boys back. Eventually, I could get 8 to 10 of the boys that knew me, and I said, we need to get out of here.
Now, school officials had issued an immediate apology and said they'll take appropriate action up to and including expulsion. That was, of course, before all the other videos emerged. Parents said students have received death threats.
It shows this real world we live in, Jan, of viral videos, right? And people jumping to conclusions without knowing the full story. I'm not saying that once we know the full story that these boys are proven to be right or the Native American is proven to be right, but it just, the lesson learned is get the full story and take it
deep. Find out what's going on.
Right.
All the videos are disturbing on all sides. Everything I see just is very upsetting.
Restraint in the moment and restraint in reacting to the videos.
Yeah.
Don't you notice that the way this happens when it's wrong, it seems to be towards conservative people?
Mm-hmm.
Country boy, hang on, I've got more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
It was a hot summer night and the beach was burning.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come into Lowe's and save on everything you need to give your home a new look. Start with a fresh coat of paint inside or out with 20% off Valspar and 30% off HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Interior and Exterior Paint Plus Primer. Then, find the perfect suite for your kitchen or laundry room with up to 30% off select appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 123. Paint offer available via rebate. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's 729-228? That's where we are. We got two boys on the line here. Let's go to the phones and go to Country Boy. Country Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan and Joe.
How are you?
Doing good. Last night I was listening to a talk show out of Cincinnati, Ohio. The guy's name had the show with Bill Cunningham. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He said this guy, this Native American, is a professional demonstrator, and he's been arrested several times for something like what he did the other day with those children. And that's the first time I had heard that. I hadn't heard it today. But he said this guy was a professional demonstrator and had been arrested several times for demonstrating.
Okay.
So that should shed a lot of light into what's going on with
if
all that.
If it is true, it actually would be.
Well, I feel like Cunningham was telling the truth about it.
Let me tell you what we call, you get bounced back in echoes. When somebody says something out there and it's accurate, then somebody else will, instead of repeating it, will check it out and then it will be repeated. So if Fox, for example, actually told that story, but wasn't telling it that Cunningham said it, but they had found out legitimately, then I would say the story is true.
Well, it could be. I'm not going to argue with that part of it, but that's what he did say.
Yeah, that's, and again, yeah, until, when did you hear that?
Last night.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it about 48 hours, and if it is true, we'll know within, from 48 hours from when he broadcast that, whether it's true or not. If you don't hear anything, it's probably not true. If you do hear something, it probably is.
All right.
Thanks, Country Boy.
All right.
Let me go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard. And by the way, we don't report on a story about a story like that. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard.
I know. It's like the only place I can get real effectual news that's actually checked out is on Dan's show.
There you go.
Let me ask you a question on this story about the Native American veteran, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think's behind it? What do you think the motive and the reasoning behind it?
Well, I think that what Country Boy just said may be factual in this, that the guy wanted a confrontation. If you look at the video, he is sitting there walking up to the kids, and then the kids were chanting a school chant to the rhythm of the music. The people at fault were the blacks that were the lost tribe of Israel, so they said, and they were yelling some of the most obnoxious racial, sexual comments that you've ever heard.
Like Louis Farrakhan's crew?
Now, Louis Farrakhan, well...
Muhammad's crew?
They did say that, you know, you little rapist and, you know, when are you going to go kill some people in a... When are you going to go... You're going to be shooting up a school and you calling them a faggot and all, I mean, just all sorts of stuff.
Here's my question is, when are these individuals going to be held accountable for their actions? Until an example is made... This will continue on.
They're not because they're black.
Oh, so they get a race pass click $200 and don't go to jail?
Yeah, I mean here's the thing is that if you look at the way the media interprets it, is right. That a black cannot be a racist.
Oh God.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
I know I believe that, but it's just funny even the words in the statement itself on its own validity.
I mean, the closest we got to it was the Women's March, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz and some other folks pulled out of the organization hierarchy of that because of the things that Farrakhan and some of the people who were Farrakhan followers had said about Jews.
I couldn't believe that during the death of, Aretha Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
When Aretha, at her funeral, sitting almost right next to Bill Clinton... Is a bigot and a racist?
Yeah.
And nobody made any news about it.
Well, let me tell you something that's worse than that, Soulja Boy. If you look at the way that they cropped the shot on it, you didn't see Farrakhan.
Yeah,
what you saw was Bill Clinton.
Yeah. The reason I saw the wide angle view shot of everybody up there.
They cropped him out of it, and every once in a while they would slip up, but it would be a wide shot where, to me, you couldn't even recognize who he was if you didn't know.
So nobody's checking news. News is more propaganda than anything these days.
Well, it's opinion versus news.
Well, they shouldn't say the news network. They should be opinion network.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the news is not being held to any, at least you, Dan, and your show, before you even say anything, you try to double check from different sources.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to run with a story that I don't have some sense of correctness of that story. But when I say correctness, that has some validity to it. I think that they taint the news. When I run a story for you guys, I will point out where I think that they're editorializing. I'll point out where they're parsing words. I'll point out what they're not saying.
Well, we need to make you as a prime time on NBC, CBS, or ABC and do the news, because they're just running buck wild rampant with this propaganda and opinion crap.
Don't hold your breath on ABC, NBC, or CBS doing something like that.
No, thank God we... Hey, is that true that... is Joey there?
Yes.
Hey, Joey, is it true that... subscription movie Netflix gone up price?
Yeah, it's going up. It hadn't hit me yet because I've had it for a while.
Hit Joey yet.
I've had it for a while, so it'll hit me probably 2-3 months away.
I think,
and it's not that bad. It's like
I think people are slowly going to go away from watching any kind of ABC, NBC, even their shows that they have. If you look at the agendas of each of the shows, they're all agendaed to a certain group.
Yes.
Even their reality shows are starting to get that way, trying to have certain groups of individuals and their stories out and everything. And it's just getting to a point where it's not just about individuals. It's about an agenda. All right, guys, you have a great day. Enjoy the weather.
Thanks, Soulja Boy. You know, another thing that this AI guy said that was interesting is that 2019 is going to be the beginning of the death of cable because of the ability to do narrow band communications, and he used Netflix as part of that. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this. She said she's got to be somebody's babe.
She must be somebody's babe. The Dan Morris Show.
The cars and the signs and the streetlights light up the town. She's got to be somebody's babe. She must be somebody's babe. She's got to be somebody's babe. She's so
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and Vice President Pence dropped by the MLK Memorial in Washington to lay a wreath in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Good morning, everybody. Great day. It's a beautiful day. And thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
California Senator Kamala Harris used the day to announce,
I am running for President of the United States.
She was on ABC's Good Morning America. Senator Harris is Black, the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants. It's a very cold day out in much of the country.
After a blast of snow this weekend from the Midwest to New England, it's now a battle for warmth for some here in Chicago, where it feels like 11 below.
But I'm kind of used to it. Like, I like the winter. It happens every year. Get used to it.
Wind chill advisories and warnings stretch across the Northeast, where it could also feel like 40 below tonight.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. A cold January forecast on this MLK holiday with sunshine today and a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear, cold again, overnight low temperature near the freeze mark, 32 by dawn. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny day, clouds increasing late, then rain returning Tuesday night into Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high about 66. Then turning colder again. Thursday, the rain ends, breezy cold, high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. We can see those clips. Guys, let me remind you that Mr. Electric is concerned about your health, safety, and well-being, particularly when it comes down to carbon monoxide. You know, carbon monoxide can show up in your house and you can't even, you may not even know it, but you may start feeling dizzy or shortness of breath or nausea, have vision problems or rapid heart rate. It may be too late by the time you discover those physical signs. But you can get a carbon monoxide detector from Mr. Electric and resolve that problem. So get ready to copy. Take that threat out of your house. 334-269-8886, 269-8886, and yes, I do have one myself. It's attached to my full alarm system. Then, by the way, Mr. Lester is going to help me improve on. Terry came out Friday and met with him and did a this survey of the house to look at how to change my lighting around for better protection for my house and remove my Alabama Power light that I have beaming down on me, costing me $18 a month. And you know me and money, boys and girls. Let's see here. So, rush to judgment by the media. This is going to be, this was on Fox and Friends this morning. Rush to judgment.
Well, let me say, get this straight, Joe. 24 hours after we jumped to conclusions about the BuzzFeed story, we jumped to conclusions about that story, right?
It's like, Brian, you could create a board game that says jumping to conclusions, kind of like the old Twister, right?
Right.
I mean, Reagan used to say, trust but verify. And now it seems like the media seems to have a slogan that says, let's be first instead of accurate, which is supposed to be the other way around, right? And this is a classic case, as you said, rushing the judgment by the media. And it always seems to happen one way, doesn't it, guys? Against groups or ideologies that they may disagree with to push a narrative. And here you have Dan Rather yesterday. Dan Rather, who was basically fired from CBS News, who was famous for saying, my documents I'm using against George W. Bush are fake but accurate. He even went so far to blame President Trump for this, for saying that, you know, this is about poisoning minds. You have a congressman from Kentucky who is only the chairman of the House Budget Committee now, who said, I am calling for a total and complete shutdown of teenagers wearing Make America Great hats again until we can figure out what's going on. They seem to be poisoning young minds. You have CNN, who still has a tweet up saying video shows a crowd of teenagers wearing Make America Great Again hats taunting a Native American elder after Friday's Indigenous People's March. The tweet's still up. The point is that not only do they get it wrong, there's never any apologies. There's never any contrition or corrections. Let's see them here, because these kids who were there for a good reason are now being painted as racist as a result of wearing hats in a video that if you just took 10 minutes to watch, you would see is completely the opposite of what the media is portraying.
Complete opposite of what the media portrayed. Brian Kilmeade always steps on his guest.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely right. I mean, basically what happened is somebody edited the video to look a particular way, and then the kids put up their videos up there, and it showed what really was going on, and some other folks. And this is what happened. It's a jump to an opinion and judgment way too fast. So let's continue on with this.
American Indian walking up, playing the drums right into the teenager's face, not the other way around.
You know, and Joe, what about the danger here? Because this teenager, he's a junior in high school. How do you think he handled this situation? I mean, he was clearly, if this video, you can see the Native American walking up to him, taunting him. He's not throwing a fist. He's not yelling at him. He's not saying anything in return. Yet he was the one that the media just blasted. And I'm sure it was a very tough weekend for him until he finally released his statement. And he said, I'm being called every name in the book, including racist. I will not stand for this mob-like character assassination of my family's name. He goes on to say, my parents are receiving death and professional threats because of the social media mob. The danger in not telling the full story or not knowing the story and jumping to conclusions, it's clear here.
Yeah, and look, the American people are on to this, Ainsley. You know, it's not like when the media says something, people automatically believe it, like the old days when you only had ABC, CBS, and NBC on your TVs as far as places to get news. So thankfully, there are fact checkers. Social media is a big pushback in this regard in terms of getting the story right. But I keep going back to this one study that was done last year, and it was done by Axios and SurveyMonkey. And it said that 92% of Republicans, or Republican-leaning independents, say the traditional news outlets knowingly report false or misleading stories at least sometimes, and this is reflected by studies by Pew and Gallup. And you say, all right, just Republicans don't trust the media. That's always something that's happened for a long time. 79% of independents agree with that assessment as well, and a majority of Democrats. So, look, the media gets it wrong, but people more and more don't trust the messenger. So hopefully this doesn't have an impact on this kid, because apparently, as you said, receiving death threats. And he's only a junior in high school. This is so unfair.
That was an interesting statistic. That's what I was talking about on Friday. The number of people believing the media is going down and down and down and down. And they need to look at their own likability here. Let's go back to the Kamala Harris story. Play that and let's see if we caught something here.
Senator Kamala Harris announced this morning she is entering the 2020 presidential race. She released an official campaign video detailing her plans. The California Democrat invited supporters to join her at a kickoff rally in her hometown of Oakland next Sunday. Ed Keefe is on Capitol Hill. Good morning. Ed, another woman joining the race.
Yet another, Nora. That's right. Good morning. Harris is bypassing the exploratory phase and jumping right in, becoming an official candidate today. The 54-year-old senator was elected to the Senate in 2016 and is the former Attorney General of California and District Attorney of San Francisco. In that role, she fought to legalize same-sex marriage. Harris made headlines during Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing for questions about the ongoing Russia investigation and abortion rights. And she's probably best known up here on Capitol Hill for that type of tough questioning of witnesses as a member of the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. She's now the third female senator to jump into the presidential race, joining Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. And on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, she is the first black candidate to enter the 2020 Democratic race. But Harris is also Indian American on her mother's side. She's the first Indian American elected to the Senate. And her decision to join the race just proves again that the Democratic field in 2020 is going to be unlike any we've ever seen.
So that's India as in the country, because yes. She's an Indian American.
Yes, her mother immigrated from India.
Interesting.
Not American Indian.
Not American Indian. Indian American.
It's so easy to...
Oh, man. I tell you.
Come on, Columbus.
Get it together. Okay, so... You had a congressman basically tweeted out and said, you know, these kids need to be removed out of school and all this kind of stuff. Now, he said it was a joke, but guess what? He didn't take the tweet down. So let's continue on. Judgment by media and a congressman. Listen in.
People say that it's provocative to wear the hat. He's president of the United States. 60 million people voted for him. If you wear a button or a hat showing it, it's provocative. And they do show, there's video available of the kids walking out into the square and being screamed at by this group called Black Israelites, who was screaming anti. In fact, let's listen to it.
Black religious activists.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Make America great again. A bunch of child molesting.
That's right. Future school shooters and child molesters and incest. They're the result
among
of incest.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned it before, that the chairman of the House Budget Committee, a Democrat, is calling for banning these hats. Could you imagine a world, just to close your eyes for a moment, and picture President Trump saying, you know what, I'm calling for a ban on all hope and change and I'm with her t-shirts. And we always hear about authoritarians in the White House. Well, gee, I'm seeing that a high-ranking Democrat is calling for banning hats. Where are we? Is this the USA where we're telling people what they can and cannot wear? It's not like it's provocative or anything. It's a campaign slogan. And now he needs to apologize, guys. And whenever he does an interview, I hope that he's taken into account the same way a Republican would in that situation if they called for such an authoritarian measure.
Well, all right. Hours later, I think it was 7 hours later, he did say that was a joke. His tweet was a joke.
Oh, it was a joke. Yeah. The tweet's still up, Ainsley. If it's a joke, then delete the tweet. That's what I say.
Bingo. Exactly right. But out of all these other stories, you're not going to hear a piece like that in there. Now, it is up on social media because I had to go back and check it and make sure. And it is in the social media world, and particularly in Facebook. You see a lot of it if you put that guy's name in. So, now let's move on to the America's Newsroom talking about the BuzzFeed story. This was this morning's report.
And this is actually a very serious story, as you and I have discussed at length. Let me share the Mueller statement, because quite honestly, there are a number of people here at the White House who will privately tell you this is part and parcel to a larger problem, this issue of the media just sort of running with a story, especially if it's negative toward the president. And if it gets corrected later on down the line, they simply sort of let the story die out. Here's part of that Mueller statement, and it reads this way. BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony, here the last three words, are not accurate. Now, BuzzFeed claims that the president instructed Cohen, BuzzFeed says that Cohen told the special counsel's office that the president instructed him to lie to Congress, and that somehow ended up in their reporting. Rudy Giuliani says it's garbage.
The reality is, yesterday, BuzzFeed published a story that was scandalous. It was horrible. They should be sued. They should be under investigation. They said the president of the United States counseled someone to lie. What they did yesterday is truly fake news and disgusting.
Saturday, the president weighed in. He said many people are saying that the mainstream media will have a very hard time restoring credibility because of the way they have treated me over the past 3 years, including the election lead-up, as highlighted by the disgraceful BuzzFeed story and the even more disgraceful coverage. Coverage that dominated the news cycle, Sandra, uncritically parroting that report, which at least right now appears to be false.
Kevin, is BuzzFeed standing by its reporting?
Listen.
Yeah, manifestly so. In fact, they have been out there saying, listen, a lot of people don't know what we know. We've gone back to our sources, and our sources stand by what they've had to say. Here's one of the reporters on that story.
We're being told to stand our ground. This is our reporting is going to be borne out to be accurate, and we're 100% behind it.
They predict what they have reported will eventually come out, despite what the special counsel's office has to say.
I bet it's going to be something along the lines that Michael Cohen said that, but there was nobody else who heard him say that, or before the fact. In other words, he told some investigators this is what happened so he can juice up the story.
Well, and I read some more background on this and how it happened, and Carr, the spokesman for the Mueller office, was in contact with that BuzzFeed reporter and others, and all Carr would say to the BuzzFeed reporters before they went with the story is, here, just FYI, read Cohen's plea deal. That's all he told them, just FYI. And when you read the plea deal, Cohen admits, out of loyalty. Loyalty I wrongfully had, blah, 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 blah.
I lied to Congress.
And that seems to be the conclusion of the special counsel's office as well. That's why they accepted the plea deal. And it was a subtle way for Carr of the Mueller office to say to this reporter before they ran with it, look what's in the plea deal. We've already come to our conclusion. This is wrong.
Interesting. Newstone 93.1. Demo show will be back right after this.
Here's that call.
News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, 272-9228, that's where we are. Just showing the video of the kid and the Native American, and it's anybody. I mean, he's just smiling as big as he can. Okay, 272-9228. Reminder: first time caller is going to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, and then any caller, yes, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. And our winner from last week is Tammy Amy. Amy, your clock's going to run out on you here, buddy. Let's continue with America's Newsroom. He's going to be talking about, this next story is going to be talking about the kid with the MAGA hat and the conflict in D.C.
Well, now to another story that was seized on by the media before apparently all the facts were out. New video shedding light on that viral confrontation between a Native American vet and a Kentucky Catholic high school student. Initial footage on Friday of that encounter during the rallies in Washington, well, it appeared to show white teenager Nick Sandman taunting Nathan Phillips on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. But you know, a longer video posted online has some people taking back their criticism of the high school junior and his classmates. Garrett Tenney live in Washington with the new details that are emerging. Hi, Garrett.
Well, Eric, this group of students came to D.C. to attend the March for Life Friday, and afterwards they went to the Lincoln Memorial to wait for their buses to head back to Kentucky. At the time, the Indigenous People's March was wrapping up there as well, and the initial video that went viral showed a crowd of students surrounding a Native American man who was playing a drum and singing, and one student standing inches away from the man's face. Those images prompted widespread condemnation of the students from Covington Catholic High School, with numerous headlines claiming the students were mocking the Native American man, 66-year-old Nathan Phillips. Now, one example is this tweet from Congressman John Yarmuth, who said, "I am calling for a total and complete shutdown of teenagers wearing MAGA hats until we can figure out what is going on. They seem to be poisoning young minds." Over the weekend, though, new footage emerged showing that Phillips was the one who approached the group. And on the video, you can also hear several members of the Black Hebrew Israelites who were there as well, taunting the students for being white and yelling things such as, "White people, go back to Europe where you came from." That video, with the fuller context, prompted a lot of folks to walk back their previous criticisms of the students, some more than others. Congressman Yarmuth, for instance, tweeted, "And if there was any question, I am a passionate supporter of the First Amendment. I will always defend the right to wear MAGA hats, just not the un-American policies they represent."
What? Un-American policies that they represent.
Mm-hmm.
Good old congressman there. Whenever you need a good congressman, you get just put a mic in front of him.
You know, my first reaction, it was my reaction when this story first broke at the end of last week and into the weekend. It's the same thing I kind of saw as with Charlottesville. I think Charlottesville was more serious because obviously somebody ended up dead and there was actual fights. But both of them, my initial reaction is like, why are you wasting a perfectly serviceable Saturday doing that crap? Now, it's one thing.
You're talking about the kids or the man or the...
Everybody involved. I mean, I just look at...
Well, the kids were there because of the march.
March for Life. And
as soon as I knew that, I said, people who get in a bus and go up to a March of Life, young boys, those are not people who are yelling epitaphs at people.
But my general point of view is that millions of Americans are doing other things on that Saturday or Friday when these things occurred, and yet this is now, because it's some video representative of the whole political situation, it's nonsense.
Well, that's what they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
They were outcome-based news. They're not looking at the reality. They wanted an outcome.
Well, and what's very frustrating is they're always looking for their next, you know, like the famous photo from Vietnam, the girl walking away from the napalm. Yeah. Or the images from here in Alabama with Bull Connor and the fire hoses. They're always looking for the next thing. And it's one thing if that's genuinely your moral compass.
If it's true.
And you're trying to be aware of it and it's true. But when you're looking for that all the time, you tend to start to make things up in your own mind and coming to conclusions way too quickly.
Well, and you're doing something to fit a narrative that you believe. That's what the problem is. They were doing it to create a narrative, and the media just went and ran with it. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
Also, Garrett, we're now hearing from that high school student, Nick.
Yeah. The student in that video, Nick Salmon, released a statement Sunday sharing his version of what happened. He said the reason that he was standing there not moving at all is he didn't want to spur any type of confrontation. He said by remaining still, that he would be able to keep things kind of at a status quo until they were able to get out of there. But he also talked about the backlash that he and his family have received since these initial reports came out. And he said in part, I have received physical and death threats via social media as well as hateful insults. One person threatened to harm me at school, and one person claims to live in my neighborhood. My parents are receiving death and professional threats because of the social media mob that has formed over this issue. I am mortified that so many people have come to believe something that did not happen. A lot of folks taking this as another lesson to wait until the full story comes out before passing judgment.
That is so true. That is so true. And the problem is it gets wrapped up in the media. The media is just like, it's like a fireball. Something happens, it catches the media's attention, and then boom, they go with it. And we say on the show all the time, when you're doing a story about a story, then you're doing the wrong story. Go find your own sources. Go figure it out yourself. Don't just copy somebody because they're playing a story that you can't go in and you've got all the information on. You have to do your work. The media is getting so lazy, they're just not willing to do their homework to figure this stuff out.
Well, and also, somebody shared this over the weekend. It was fantastic, giving perspective and history. This is from the Columbia Journalism Review, and it's talking about how American broadcasting was only about 10, 20 years old when Pearl Harbor, the attack at Pearl Harbor, occurred. And yet there were so many people going to the airwaves on NBC, ABC, CBS, saying that Japan couldn't have pulled this off. It had to be the Nazis, like right after the attack. So, and there's also what the Remember the Maine and like the newspaper.
That was a good one.
This has gone on in American history before. We just now see it in like fast real time. And luckily, we can also correct it in real time. It's just amplified. What is it? An impulse to get the story as fast as you can and tie it into a narrative that already exists instead of looking for the facts.
And haven't you noticed that social media seems to be the people that are stopping the